Within our community, we have also taken several steps to tighten last week to ring-fence the cases and to control the spread. And as you have seen reported in the last few days, we have picked up many cases that are linked to the Tan Tock Seng Hospital cluster. Both the Tan Tock Seng Hospital cluster and the ICA cluster, incidentally, are also variants associated with the Indian mutant, as you have heard just now from DMS. The new variant strains have higher attack rates, they are more infectious, they are causing larger clusters than before. We have tried our best to ring-fence the cases through contact tracing, but we must assume that there are still hidden cases out there in the community. And we must also recognize that we are dealing with a new variant or variants that are more infectious and are likely to cause larger clusters. So we need to tighten our measures within our community too. And we will do so from the 8th of May to 30th of May. It covers several key events and public holidays. Mother's Day is coming this weekend, Hari Raya next week, Vesak Day on the last week of May. So I recognize that this will cause considerable inconvenience to everyone, but I hope we all understand why we need to put in place these tighter measures. Let me summarize quickly what these tighter measures are. First, the current permissible group size will be reduced from 8 persons to 5 persons. That means that when you go out, whether it's for a meal, for social gatherings, no longer 8 persons, 5 persons. Likewise, the cap of distinct visitors per household per day will be reduced from 8 to 5. We had earlier said that individuals should have keep to 2 or less social gatherings per day, whether visiting another household or meeting with family or friends in a public place, so that still remains, but the group size will be reduced from 8 to 5. Second, we will require more people to work from home rather than go back to the office. Today, up to 75% of employees who are able to work from home may be allowed to return to the workplace. We will tighten that from 75% to 50%. Third, we will reduce event sizes across the board for a whole range of different events. So live performances, for example, we had allowed up to 750. We will now bring it down to 250. Pre-event testing will be required for all attendees of these events if there are more than 100 attendees. So the cap is 250. If you have 100 persons, there is no need for pre-event testing. If you go beyond 100, the cap is 250, and pre-event testing will be required for such events and performances. Likewise, for congregational and worship services, the same would apply. The cap is 250. If you have not more than 100, then there is no need for pre-event testing. But so long as you go beyond that, you are limited to 250 and pre-event testing must apply. In addition, we had earlier allowed congregational singing in religious settings, but we will now suspend that particular measure. For weddings, we are applying a slightly tighter restriction because in a wedding setting, the risks are higher. People are gathered together without masks and eating. So the maximum cap remains at 250 with pre-event testing, but if there is no pre-event testing, then we will apply a stricter cap of 50 persons, not 100, but 50 persons. For funerals, attendees will be limited to, on the day of the burial cremation, they will be limited to no more than 30 persons. That's down from 50 persons. And for the days of the wake, it remains at 30 attendees at any one time. For spectator sports and participation sporting events, as a new requirement, all such mass participation sports events will be suspended and no spectators will be allowed. Next, we also recognize that there are some settings which are of higher risk. This is from international experience, it's also from our own local experience. And such settings are typically where there is a high density of people who are unmasked and in close proximity with one another, often for prolonged periods. The good example will be settings like indoor gyms and indoor fitness studios. So we will close such indoor gyms and indoor fitness and health studios during this period of heightened alert. Outdoor exercise activities and programs may still continue, subject to a class size that's smaller than before. We used to allow 50, we will now reduce that to 30 attendees in total with safe distancing measures in place. We had also earlier announced that trace together only safe entry will be implemented from 1st of June. That's where you enter public venues with a high throughput of visitors. You use the Trace Together app or token to enter these venues. So the start date was originally planned for 1st of June. We will now bring that forward to 17th of May. Effectively, when you look at the range of measures, which I've just given a summary of, the measures will bring us back to phase two for a few weeks, from 8th of May to 30th of May. This is not a circuit breaker. We certainly hope not to have to invoke another circuit breaker, but we have proposed quite a stringent and very tight set of measures so that we can respond robustly and preemptively to the latest set of latest outbreak of clusters and do our best to snuff them out early and reduce the likelihood of having to impose more drastic measures down the road. So we seek everyone's cooperation to comply with the latest set of rules, not just the letter of the law, but the spirit of it. So for example, even though the start date of these measures is set on 8th of May, and that's to give businesses, enterprises, organizations time to adjust, we asked everyone to start, doing your part with immediate effect. Starting tonight, try to scale back your activities as much as possible, scale back your social interactions, and stay home to the extent you can. Meanwhile, for those who are medically eligible, we would strongly encourage you, as Minister Gan had said just now, to get yourself vaccinated, get your booking slots early, as soon as possible, and get yourself vaccinated. We have been able to bring down infection rates. We have been able to keep the infection under control before. We can certainly do it again, working together and get back on track with our reopening plans.